person who wishes to be guided. وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Zikr is something that takes place in a person's heart. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Behold that only with the remembrance of Allah do hearts find contentment, ease and comfort. A person opens that heart out firstly to Allah, and then Allah to face. But when a person will open that heart out to Allah, if a person is living in this world, Allah safeguard and protect us, but he is consumed by everything else in this world. In one hadith sharif, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains, there's no time to go into the detail, it's not even the topic that we have chosen for today. Allah is putting these thoughts in the mind, we are sharing it. Ad-dunya mal'una, mal'unum ma fiha. That this entire world is accursed, is cursed. Everything in it is cursed. And then some exclusions, those things that are attributed to the deen of Allah, attributed to the remembrance of Allah, have been excluded. In other words, Allah has not created us for this world. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. This world is only a means of deception. It is there to take our minds and our hearts away from the right cause, from the remembrance of Allah, from building the ta'alluq and connection with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, from remaining on cause to get the highest stages in akhirat. This dunya is created such as a means of deception, goods of deception. Shaitan is going to use this dunya to take our minds away from that which we're supposed to be focusing on. Beloved brothers and elders in Islam, but Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given us the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given us the lives of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given us the lives of the pious predecessors who remained firm in their connection with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala no matter what may have been the circumstances and situations prevailing at that time. To remain firm upon iman is a great test. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prophesied, a time is going to come before Qiyamah that where it would be so difficult and challenging for a person to hold steadfast upon his iman, upon his beliefs, upon righteous actions. So challenging. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam compared it to a person attempting to hold onto a burning coal, a burning ember. So challenging. But the rewards are extremely great. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave glad tidings. For those people who would outwardly seem to be like strange ones prior to the advent of Qiyamah, but these people are remaining steadfast upon their iman. Outwardly they seem to be very strange. فَطُوبَى لِلْغُرَبَى. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave glad tidings. Glad tidings of Jannat be for those people who would be regarded to be strange. Regarded to be strange for what? Attempting to hold steadfast to their iman. Such a time is coming, if not already here, beloved friends and elders in Islam. In another hadith sharif, just to give us an idea of how serious this would be prior to Qiyamah coming. And we could well say that we are living in such a time. We are witnessing such times. In a lengthy hadith sharif, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains that a time will come prior to the advent of Qiyamah. Fitna after the other will be unfolding in my ummah. And like how the intensity of darkness prevails at night, from Maghrib time, from sunset, and that intensity of darkness just gets greater and greater and greater as the night passes. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam described it as such, that such evils and fitnas would be hitting my ummah. Allahu Akbar. At the end of this hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, a person will be pushed to such a point. A person will go to such a point. Allah safeguard and protect us. يَبِيعُ دِينَهُ بِعَرَضٍ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. That way a person would be prepared to sell his deen in exchange of some meager gain of this world. On account of gaining something from this world. يَبِيعُ دِينَهُ بِعَرَضٍ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. For a few coppers, for a few rands. And beloved friends in Islam, it could also mean in this context that in exchange of one grocery hamper, a person is prepared to leave his iman and deen. Would my own eyes I had seen this incident play out before myself. Allahu Akbar. On account of one grocery hamper, a person's iman was saved. And on account of one grocery hamper, a person was prepared to let go of that iman. One live example in our locality, Ottawa. Allah made it such that through this lockdown time, many people, we understand what suffering people were put through. You had people who were earning millions of rands, standing in a queue to receive bread and milk. That was a halat, that was a reality, the condition that this ummah had been put through. A very, very needy family, in dire need. So I'm touching on this because I want to highlight a certain point. The treachery of the enemies of Islam and their plans and plots to try to attempt to destroy Islam. And specifically the treachery of the Shia. From the area where we are, by the grace of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah gave us the opportunity to be of some assistance in that period of time to different families around the area. And there was a structure put in place, alhamdulillah, that we're going to start doing distribution of these groceries and whatever else to the certain amount of families. And this specific home, we decided that we're going to deliver at this home last. But after Asr Salah that day, it happened such, Allah put it in the mind and heart that let's start off here instead of ending here. So Allah sent us to that home first. Youngster, modern type of youngster, little bit far away from deen. Alhamdulillah, he has come back onto track now. MashaAllah, almost 5 times namazi in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But a person whose life was far away from deen, you could say the only link this person had with deen was that primary maktab education that he had attained in his primary years whilst he was growing up. Besides that, there was no other link, so to say, with deen. But nonetheless, these enemies of Islam, the Shias, they too found it very, very, you know, necessary that now we must go and help and serve the people. We must feed the masses, according to one individual, you know, a person who claimed to be of, you know, a person of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah previously. Perhaps he was. And then he said, no, we were doing this work that you were doing also. But now we realize now he's been bought off by Iran, by the Shias. And now he's saying, no, now we are not now propagating deen, now we are feeding the masses. Feeding what? Food and ghalat beliefs and aqaid. Respected friends and elders in Islam, why I'm highlighting this? Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in the Quran Sharif mentions, وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلُ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. When haq will come, when truth will come, falsehood will perish. Why? Because falsehood is something that is always under haq. You can never have falsehood prevailing over haq. Allah will not allow this to happen. So, youngster's house. This youngster, when I went to meet him, so he got like shocked. He's asking me, Maulana, did anyone tell you to come? I said, no, Allah's made it such that we came here. What happened? Something happened. So I see one big grocery hamper there by the door. So he explains to me and he says that 1 hour ago, literally 1 hour ago, these people came, they brought this and came to our door. Maulana, wallahi, we are in dire need of this. But myself and my mother, we said we will not touch this. Why? Because it came from those people. And what da'wah they gave? What they said? They said, no, just, you know, come for 1 or 2 programs here to our place. You know? And the words that they used, they said, even if it's not a program, come have a chow with us. Just come, have some meal or something with us, you know. Immediate response of this youngster. It was a very challenging time. He could have accepted it. He could have accepted it. None of us would have known. He could have taken it. Immediate response of the youngster was to this person or these people who had come. He says, I'm sorry, brother, but I don't think that will ever happen. I'm sorry, but I don't think that will ever happen. He's telling me this. I asked him, what are you going to do with this grocery? He said, Mulana, we decided we're not going to touch this. We're not going to have it. These people came and they tried to buy us off. I said, see Allah, how Allah planned it such that we came and started off here. Allah is teaching you a lesson. Allah tested you with this. You passed your test. It was not long after that. Allahu Akbar. A Jamaat came down from Madina Munawwara to our town, the area of Verlam. They didn't spend time in our masjid. But few of the ulama brought them to meet some of us. Sinner like myself. Great shuyukh from Madina Sharif came. And we got speaking to them. At night it was. They We explained to them the different halat of the area, etc. And the challenges that this group poses for Muslims specifically. And it is an increasing challenge and a fitna of the time, respected friends and elders in Islam. Understand it as such. So the only thing that this person told me was, he said, labas, labas. And he quoted the ayat of the Quran Sharif. وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. Don't fear, have no worry. When haq is there, falsehood is going to perish. Keep on doing the effort and keep Allah in mind. Do the effort of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah will never allow falsehood to have an upper hand over truth. This was like a, you know, like a recharge for us. It was like a reminder from Madinah Munawwara. Remain firm upon this. Beloved friends and elders in Islam, one point we'll highlight. Falsehood and batil is always driven by money, is always driven by ulterior motives. There is no truth in it. There is no ikhlas in it. And falsehood is pushed by these agendas. What we need to understand and appreciate is that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given us Iman. Allah has given us His deen, this beautiful deen of Islam, so that we will be successful. Ask ourselves, to what extent have we maintained our connection with this deen of Allah? In this country, alhamdulillah, there's so much of freedom of our religion. By the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are we valuing it? Are we appreciating it? Every morning we wake up to the call of azan, the call of salah. How many of us respond to this call? This is something that we need to introspect and ask ourselves seriously. Allah gave us the opportunity. A few months ago we came back from Syria. We may have heard many kar guzaris in this masjid as well, of the conditions and situations that the Muslims, Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, had been put through in that land. That were youngsters who we met personally say that we attempted going out to perform Fajr Salah in our local masajid. And we were caught and we were severely interrogated. We were banned from going out and performing Salah with Jamaat. Respected friends and elders in Islam, worse than that was that their own local masajid were destroyed, bombed, etc., etc. And who did this? The treachery of the Shia. Assisted by Iran, all this had taken place and played out in Syria. Understand that this is a growing fitna. If we are not going to be alert to this, it's going to consume us and our youth as well. Many a time, you know, when we innocently want to do some research about Islam, something about Islam we want to research, do we know that many a time it happens such? On Google, for example, we are searching something about Islam. The first good few websites that come up are all Shia inclined, giving us their own concocted version of Islam. Do we know this? Are we careful in this regard of what hadith we are reading? What translation of the ayat of Quran Sharif we are reading? Are we just buying anything? Again, يَبِيعُ دِينَهُ بِعَرَضٍ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا. A person he'll be prepared to sell his deen for something meager of this world. Respected friends and elders in Islam, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has granted us extreme amount of honor and respect through this deen of Islam. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ أَعَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ فَإِذَا ابْتَغَيْنَ الْعِزَّةَ بِغَيْرِهِ أَذَلَّنَ اللَّهُ. We are a nation who may have been in ignorance prior to Islam, but with the coming of Islam, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala elevated us. Allah brought us to a very high degree of respect, honor and dignity. فَإِذَا ابْتَغَيْنَ الْعِزَّةَ بِغَيْرِهِ أَذَلَّنَ اللَّهُ. If we are now going to look for izzat and honor and respect, dignity out of this deen of Islam, it will only result in our disgrace and failure. Statement of Umar radiallahu anhu. Umar radiallahu anhu was known, his shan was such. قُلِ الْحَقُّ وَلَوْ كَانَ مُرَّ. Speak the truth, even though it may be bitter. But haq is something that we cannot run away from. We cannot shy away from truth. If the whole world is moving in a different direction, in a direction of falsehood, and just a few individuals are remaining on the truth, still we must speak the truth. In the next coming few days, The entire Christian world and those who are not Christians as well will be celebrating Christmas. It's got nothing to do with Islam. The roots of it also don't feature anywhere in Islam. In fact, the inception of it is not even established to be a Christian belief, etc. It has many, many pagan customs that are associated with it. And a person cannot argue and say that Isa alayhi salam, Jesus Christ, he was a prophet, so believe in him. Firstly, he was not even born according to Christian sources. He was not. And there's many other pagan customs that are attributed to it as well. We must ask ourselves, as the Muslim Ummah, what is my link with my Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What is my link with this deen? Do I really need to be involved in this activity when the whole world is celebrating? It does not mean if the entire world is doing something, it becomes permissible. It does not mean if the government has passed it, it becomes permissible. And tomorrow a person will say that the government has passed the smoking of weed, so it's permissible. It will always remain haram till the day of Qiyamah. Gambling will always remain haram till the day of Qiyamah. Not that when you reach 18 you can start gambling, or alcohol, it's all this will remain haram. So this aspect of celebrating, we must not feel that if we are businessmen, if I don't put some Christmas advert out to draw my clientele, then I'm a failure in the business world. No. Understand very well, what's my link with my Allah? What's my link with deen? What connection have I built and established with Allah? Whether I advertise for Christmas or I don't advertise in my business, I'm still going to get that same amount of rosy that was written for me, that same amount of sustenance that was written for me, not 1 cent more, not 1 cent less. It's a matter of whether I want my rizq and my sustenance with honor, dignity and barakah, or I want to achieve that same sustenance devoid of barakah in a manner that I'm going to be low in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected friends and elders in Islam, again, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given us this deen of Islam to be successful. Understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates everything that we do for His pleasure. When we will bring about good qualities within us, when we will attempt to remain steadfast on our own deen, wallahi, this will have an effect on those who are not Muslims. It will have a positive effect on them. What a sad state of affairs that where you hear a non-Muslim person, and sometimes Muslim people making such statements, that I prefer to work for a non-Muslim person rather than working for a Muslim person. What is our business conduct like? Did Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not teach us that At-tajiru as-saduqul amin ma'an nabiyyin was-siddiqin, that truthful sayyidah, honest, trustworthy businessman, will be eligible for remaining in the company of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam in Jannat, with those who have established a truthful connection with Allah. Such a high position for the businessman of this world, provided we bring about these good qualities, conduct our business in a manner that pleases Allah, according to the Sharia that dictates. Don't feel that we need to implement and inculcate practices that are alien to Islam, that are not approved in our Sharia, that we need to bring it into our deen, into our businesses. No, this is not a need of the time. We are not asked to do this. Trust in Allah and develop good akhlaq. This akhlaq of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is itself sufficient to melt the most hard-hearted of hearts. Respected friends and elders in Islam, I wished to share with you an incident. We may have heard the great personality, Hazrat Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi, a very great individual. There's no time to give the incident, time has already elapsed. But a boy as young as the age of 10, going out to seek the knowledge of deen, given advices by his mother. One of those advices was, "Oh my son, oh my beloved son, you are going out, you are venturing on this journey of yours. Oh my son, make a promise and a pact with me that wherever you go, whatever the circumstance, you will always be truthful, you will always be honest." His mother had sewn 40 gold coins in his vest and sent him in that condition. En route, etc. The incident is lengthy. However, he was brought before these highway robbers. They asked him, "What you got to give us?" They're taking the possessions of everyone else. This youngster says, I got 40 gold coins. They started laughing. They bring him to the chief of the, you know, group. They say, you're asking this person. He say, he got 40 gold coins. So he say, where is it? He takes it out and gives it to him. Perplexed, surprised, astonished that you had the chance to be set off free. Why did you say this? He say, you asked and I had to speak the truth. I made this agreement with my mother. I'll always speak the truth. Wallahi, this melted the hearts of these people. These people came into Islam. Little did that 10-year-old youngster know that one day, on account of the du'as of his mother, on account of that great sacrifices of his, he would be remembered in the entire world. Until today, every one of us, when we hear this name, Sayyid Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah Ali, we take it with honor and respect. Such a great individual. Allah allowed his efforts to light up the entire Muslim world. Allahu Akbar. Bring about these good qualities in our lives, beloved friends in Islam. And then see how Allah will do for us great things. Today we're speaking of great things like jihad, etc. The first jihad we are not prepared to make. We want to unite the ummah, but we don't want to unite ourselves. Stand in salah in our safs in unity. كَأَنَّهُمْ صَفًّا كَأَنَّهُمْ بُنْيَانٌ مَرْسُوسٌ. Allah speaks about the safs of the angels. Resemble the angels in forming our safs for salah. Stand united in salah. And then see what unity Allah will give us after that. But today when the call is made for salah, we have not learned how to answer the first call, and that is the call of salah first. And the muazzin is calling, it's falling on deaf ears. Ask ourselves, are we really sincere in assisting the cause of the Muslim ummah? We claim to be, you know, saviors of Islam. We want to be mujahideen, etc. Do you think the mujahideen in other parts of the world have missed any salahs? In that difficult, challenging circumstances, they are still remaining steadfast to their salah wa jamaat. Who are we and where are we? As though we are making a mockery of deen. Let us get our realization in order. Conscientize ourselves, our families at home, etc. Bring this aspect of salah alive. And then see what khair, barakat and blessings Allah will show us in our own lives. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant me, grant all of us the tawfiq and ability to practice upon whatever good was said. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.